Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Miami Dolphins question of the day, brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can go to fincu.com for more info.
Guys, things are not going well.
Is this true or false? Is this a true or false question? True.
Bingo.
All right. Let's put the blame on one person. One single person. Who is responsible for this regression from last year to this year? A bad football team. Who is responsible for it?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
If I have to blame one person, my blame would probably go on Chris Greer at this point. Only because, and I said it earlier. So if you don't think that you need a running back in the draft, which they, you know, they didn't think this season or last season they needed a running back, well, then you should have someone on your roster that can get you a yard when you need it. And they don't. And by the way, they're still shuffling the running backs. They're still, I mean, we're at game six. Myles Gaskin got great run last week. And then yesterday, it's all Malcolm Brown again. Salvin Ahmed got great run last season. And they thought it was going to be kind of a Gaskin-Ahmed two-headed monster. They bring in Malcolm Brown. Like, if you don't think you need to draft a running back, that's because you have a stout offensive line that can protect for anybody. But you don't have a stout offensive line. So I think there's personnel problems. I think Cam Wolf pointed it out when we talked to him. I mean, they're first-round picks. Noah Igbinoghene, Tua Tagovailoa, and Austin Jackson. I mean, you know, question marks on all of three first-round picks.
Yeah.
Question marks on all of them. That would be, you know, that would be my guy.
I'd have to go with you, but for different reasons. Even that offensive line, building that offensive line, where you either re-signed or drafted every single person in the first and second string. Eichenberg, Hunt, they were running behind Hunt yesterday. I'll say that. But every guy up there, man, you brought him in. Jesse Davis, you redid his contract. You get rid of Vannoy and Bobby McCain for Jalen Phillips and Jason McCourty, and the defensive backfield just seems like the communication is not where it was. It seems like those turnovers and all. And I know yesterday Xavier Howard and Byron Jones was out, but they weren't out for the damn Bucs game. And the Bucs could have dropped 60 on us if they really wanted to. I would have to go with the grocery buyer instead of the cook on this one. I think I'm with you. I'm going with Greer.
Yeah. And there's more than that. The receivers, you thought you had a great receiving core. But if Devontae can never stay healthy, that needs to be taken into account when you're building a receiving core. You bring in another receiver, Will Fuller, who can't stay healthy. That needs to be taken into account. Preston Williams, another guy that you're counting on, can't stay healthy. We've seen it season after season after season. I don't know what happened to Albert Wilson. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of problems. A lot of personnel problems.
Yeah.
A lot of personnel problems.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.